I thought we were the better team overall. 10 minutes to go there, it didn't look good. If you were to give me the draw then, I would have taken it. If you give me the draw with Paul Corner standing over the free at the end, I would have taken it. But I think if you look back in the game, I think we were probably 5-6 point better team. Second half, just those wides and the balls dropped short really killed us. But this is another point on the board, and it makes next Saturday night against Armagh even bigger.
Yeah, but a lot of wides in the game, and you're right, you can point to so many reasons why we could have won the game, but then at the end we were clinging on a small bit. Just after last week, the second half, you know, a bit of doom and gloom about it. It's a fairly kind of inexperienced defence, but we grew into it again today, much like we did at Balbuffet. And really, the home venue, as we seen last week, all the home teams won, and the home venue counted so much today in terms of the crowd getting behind you and that wee bit of energy coming back into the team.
Momentum today was massive. You know, I suppose we didn't get that in Clonus last week. I felt it started with the full back line there. Brendan, Mark Corn and Keelan did their jobs. Any ball that went in, it came out, and it's supposed to give us a platform. And we'll go into Armagh next week with a bit more pep in our step, because it's going to be a massive challenge. You know, we've seen there last night on the TV, Armagh, a very physical side, and one of the favourites for Ulster, rightly so. So
yeah, but listen, I was delighted to see you getting the captaincy, and of course, most experienced man in there, and a definite leader in the dressing room. Then made the horror news about the hamstring. What's the update on where you're at?
Update really, just happened second half of the Tyrone game. Went for a scan. It was off the bone, so had to go to London for a consultation. 2 weeks ago, and booked in for a surgery there. So had surgery last Tuesday. So at the minute, leg brace for 6 weeks, and it's gonna be a good bit into the championship before I'll be kicking a ball. I would say, you know.
Yeah, is it realistic, Patrick, to think you could come back and play in the championship? I mean, we're all hoping you do, but is it realistic between the time the layoff and getting back to kind of that type of sharpness? Can you aim for something? Is that something that's possible?
It's probably going to be the round robin games. Listen, that's been realistic. I was given a 4 to 5 month timeline, so I'll be pushing for the 4, obviously. But listen, it's one man down, next man up, really. Listen, it doesn't matter really who it is. There's good young lads in there, and they're really, really hard workers. Listen, it's disappointing, no doubt about it. And all I can do is try and stay in the best shape I can, get back as quick as I can. And, you know, if we are still in the competition, to still be thereabouts. I still expect us to do well in the Ulster Championship. That's the kind of that's what we aim for in that group. There's no reason why we still can't go on and win Ulster, you know. So it's just about me doing the best I can in terms of myself, and then trying to lead the boys on from a different kind of angle.
You still have that role to play.
Yeah,
but
listen, I was lucky enough for the lads to give me the role they did, and I still feel I have something to give that way. But this will still be a training every night, beat every game, and you know, hope I can give them something that way.
So if we could win one of the next two games, there's still a chance we could stay in the league.
Yeah, listen, I suppose ourselves and them, I think they're on 3 as well. That makes it a massive game. Am I right with that? 3-on-3. So yeah. It's a massive game, and then we've Mayo then at home, so that's another game in McCool Park. So listen, it's all to fight for. Listen, we're right there, so we're probably not going to be up near the top of it, but you know, in terms of maintaining our Division 1 status, I think we're very, very much in the race.